Blog Talk Radio.
Another Norman Night coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and you are live with the Fat Left-Hander. We got a lot to talk about tonight. First, my condolences, however, to all of those people from the Midwest, in fact, around South Bend. You made it to the big dance. The problem is you didn't know how to dance with the big girls. Alabama, Roll Tide Roll, God. Well, at least Notre Dame still pretends to be an academic institution. In Alabama, it's football, football, football. And that's the opinion here from Norm at Night. My condolences to all my Irish friends. I'm sure glad I didn't go to Nanny's to watch the game in that Irish pub turned sports bar. God, a coffee's hot tonight. Yeah, it's done like Morning Joe, ain't it? Sponsored by Starbucks. Any coffee I drink, it's drunk right here. I think that's the way you say it. So, what's new on Norm at Night for tonight? Well, traffic was a bear coming home from work today because, of course, never a dull moment in Washington, D.C. traffic. We had a jumper on the Key Bridge, which is a major transfer point between the District of Columbia and Virginia. It actually goes between Georgetown and Roslyn, and it's a major thoroughfare, and it had to be closed. Back traffic up everywhere, and who knows? The Congress can't legislate, and the traffic can't flow. If you got something to say about either, well, you know the number. It's 347-945-6713. And if you want to chat with the left-hander, you just call that number. And before you know it, you'll be voice to voice with the big guy from Bowie, who actually was born in Buffalo. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. I had a real good day at work, and I enjoyed it a great deal. For whatever reason, I had been losing faith in the method. But as time goes by, I'm only convinced that more and more that the method is correct. Even though everything says I'm going to talk about sugar guns and cabinet appointments, I'm going to talk a little bit about something else. I have actually been a member of Several MOOCs, which is a massive online course. And they were talking about them on whatever that program is that comes on the classical music station. It's an hour of public radio news and events. And they were talking about MOOCs and online kinds of courses. Well, one of the things, yes, I teach at the pre-university level or the high school, if you would, or the secondary school. Everyone knows I'm a school rebel. But there's something, and everybody worries about the things that lots of the things that I want to do, that how are these kids going to get into college? How are these kids going to survive at college? We could do a whole show, if you wish, on how I think a school should be. If you got ideas on how you think a school should be, or if we should even have school, then you can give me a call at 347-945-6713, or you can come into the chat room. You find it somewhere around the page, and you can indeed talk with the left-hander in words and phrases, and I'll relay them to the audience, and I will not use names. But anyway, the point I want to make is that there is a major change going on in how we do post-secondary education or university education, if you wish. And I lost my little earpiece there. It came out of my ear. I hope it didn't come out of the computer, so I hope you're still listening. Somebody come into the chat room so I know someone's here, and give me a pat on the back or let me know that you can hear me. Or better yet, give me a call at 347-945-6713 because I want to talk to you. I've noticed as I've gotten older that my speech pattern has sort of slowed down and I take giant pauses because as I've gotten older, I've decided to think between what I say, and to be perfectly honest, I don't think I say as good a thing. So I'm trying to go back to the old shoot from the hip, devil be damned, I love talking and the clash of ideas. Oh, God, there's nothing better than the clash of ideas. But if you don't call me at 347-945-6713, the only ideas we're going to hear, and I admit they're pretty good ideas, are those of your host, Norm at Night. You know, some people say I'm the Ross Limbaugh of the left, and maybe I am. I haven't used that phrase in a long time. But I need somebody to talk to, so give me a call. But anyway, the point I was trying to make is that secondary education better wake up and start to adjust itself in ways such that what this new university becomes or this new higher education becomes in some way is prepared for by the high schools. We don't need to teach people content anymore, folks. We just don't need to do it. And that's all anybody worries about because content is easy. It's easy to teach content. There's no thinking involved with content. You just spew out a bunch of stuff. You tell and test. Well, tell them stuff and test them on it. Tell them stuff and test it on it. Well, that's bunk. Let's touch and do. Touch it. Do something with it. And the biggest question of all, we got to turn school back into simple. Well, not turn it back into it. When people come to school, they want to know stuff. By the time they get to high school, all they want to do is leave. Oh, yeah, they say all the right things, say all the right words, and I don't know what happened. Everybody nods. I guess it's like that movie. It's just a God-blessed race to nowhere. And I don't want to go nowhere. I want to go somewhere. School should be all about, or learning institutions should be all about looking at the people who come there and saying, what do you want to know about? and explore that stuff together. That's what a teacher does. And you got to make sure you got people around that know about a lot of stuff. You know, and I think we've accomplished that at the place where I am. We got a lot of people around who know a lot of stuff. But they are, well, I'm not going to actually make a comment on that. Hey, guest 3277, glad to have you aboard. If you want to come and chat with me directly, you know the number, 347-945-6713. You just want to put stuff up in the chat room while you go right ahead. I mean, somebody call me because I've been going nonstop here now for about 12 minutes. And to be perfectly honest, I'm running out of breath. Hey, all I know is we're well over 80,000 listens, and that's making me real excited. If you got some ideas about school, obviously, that's what we seem to have fallen into talking about in this session. It's 347-945-6713. I'd love to talk to you. I got nobody in the queue, nobody on the line. I'm like talking to myself. Everybody comes to hear the archives. Well, let's make the archives a little better by getting something going on around here that is live and in color, if you wish. I'm going to go see exactly how much I'm opening another Norm at Night window here. And, oh, I don't think it likes this. But let me go to, oh, it doesn't like this at all. I want to go to my account. There we go. And, yes, siree, Bob, we are truly officially over the 82,000 mark. We've had 82,007 listens in just a little over a year. I mean, some of those were beforehand, but the obvious Norm at Night full-blown show has been actually started about last April. And the listenership has picked up, and I'm very pleased about that. And we've covered some real interesting topics. But what I'm really kind of, if you got any ideas for how I can monetize this damn show, I would really appreciate you calling, giving me a call. You can email me at Buffnet, B-U-F-N-E-T, at Verizon.net. I would appreciate that. Or you could give me, or as my boss likes to say, you could shoot me an email at Buffnet, B-U-F-N-E-T-G, BuffnetG at gmail.com. And I want to entertain some ideas because it seems a shame that Norm at Night will have to eventually disappear simply because I can't afford to sponsor the production with just my own number. I mean, my own money. I mean, it's not real expensive right now, but I'd like to extend some of the things we do, make them longer, do different kinds of coverages, get some guests in here. I don't know. I guess I'm starting to sound like all the other radio stations. But, you know, Blog Talk sure doesn't do anything for me. I don't know how many other of the thousands. I'm sure there's people that 81,000 or 82,007 listens. You know, it's like nothing. But I don't know how many other amateurs. Well, you know, an amateur is one who does something for the love of it. And I sure am doing this for the love of it. But anyway, back to the show. What was on our agenda tonight? Well, the president has appointed three new cabinet secretaries. Well, I'm sorry, two cabinet secretaries and a new director of the CIA. I hope this one can keep it in his pants, but we'll see. Oh, coffee, man, it gets old in that pot, you know. Let me just see exactly what's going on here. Let me open a Twitter feed. And let's see who's tweeting these days. Oh, that's really interesting. Fuck you, feelings, dude. Whoa, that's a great name to have. I don't know. Well, there's a lot of those manga characters now popping up in the pictures. Am I? Oh, no, I'm not at home yet. I got to go home where my the readers I care about. Lance Armstrong's going to be interviewed by Oprah. There's something that's really amazing. Oh, I saw Honey Boo Boo for the first time yesterday. Her parents should be arrested. And I'm just leaving it at that. It's awful. Let's see here. I don't see any There's students I used to teach. God, I didn't realize they got that old now that they're making college applications. There's that race to nowhere again. They've just gone on a big push for Twitter at my own place. There's some interesting things from Katrina Vandenhoevel. I think she's a great follow, and I would give her a follow because she always has interesting things to say. Educators, Nancy Rubin's pretty good. I can't believe I'm doing this. Speaking of the cabinet, Katrina Vandenhoevel says, could Hagel's appointment actually help the anti-war left? I absolutely think it will. I mean, the guy got shot up in Vietnam. Now, I'm a vet, but I didn't even get shot at, let alone shot up. And, you know, the guy walks through a metal detector and shrapnel goes off. I don't think that's a man that will want to charge over every damn hill since he's actually charged over a few himself. I understand the president, you know, wanting to, you know, look like Abe Lincoln and everything and having a team of rivals and wanting to say how impartial he is. Look, he picked a Republican and all that other kind of good stuff. As much as I like Chuck Hagel, and I sure see no reason not to vote for him, as many of the congressmen have, I believe that I think the president could have found the Democrat. All we've ever had is God-blessed Republicans in the Secretary of Defense position for the most part. You know, and look, God bless it, what happens? They're all war wacks. I don't think Hagel is, but, you know, I'm sick of the war wacks. I'm sick of having a presidents that are war wacks. Yeah, Barack Obama's a war wack. The power's gone to his head. He was anti-war when he was a state senator in Texas, but now that he's the big dude He doesn't do a glass. Oh, I ended the Iraqi war. He could have done that the first day in office, picking up the telephone. Thousands of guys and tens of thousands of Iraqis died in the meantime. Anyway, got a little carried away there. You want to take me to task on that? You go right ahead. Oh, Lord. I don't have a lot of significant that's really interesting. I don't know what a TL is, Hannah, if you're listening. And I sure don't know what a PLL is. But let's keep talking. Let's see if anybody's saying anything to Facebook to me. I got, you know, this is really kind of weird. We're supposed to be, welcome to Alabama. Oh, gosh. Well, you know, if you keep driving north from Alabama, you might get to Indiana. Oh, that, what a beating Notre Dame took last night. Now they know what, now the people at South Bend know what it was like to be in Buffalo when they went four straight and only won really two competitive games. Well, there's the Norm at Night announcement. Oh, then there's my nephew complaining about the poopy Wi-Fi. Oh, everybody's talking about RG this, RG that. You know, oh, Picaro, that profile picture you put, it looks like you got worms for hair. Oh, Jeff, we had some good times in the old days. I miss them. Go roll. Go Irish, roll the tide. I guess the tide swept into South Bend like nobody ever expected. An old high school classmate, Irishman, they all think they went to Notre Dame. Although the only thing worse than an Irishman who thinks he went to Notre Dame is an Irishman who actually did go there. Actually, I was kind of sad. It would have been Ellen Corb, an old friend. She wishes that football were over for the year. You know, I just wish it was over forever. I've really become I've really become that way. Poor Matt Ryan, they're making fun of how he's never had a playoff win. Uh-oh, Cody Gold. My friend Cody talking about bringing her boy toy to Houston. Utah. Actually, she said the boy. She did not say boy toy. I added that myself, and it really isn't true. They're a lovely couple. And we're back. The hockey season's back on. I guess that's big news. There's actually some Ms. Rocker, you've never been a size zero. You've got plenty of curves. You do, I will say that for you. I guess that's about it. Oh, it's really sad in Redskin Town. That's about it. I don't know. I guess it's got to be pretty boring reading my 30 new tweets. Oh, Connie Ingracia, she used to call herself some kind of mother, and she just writes really funny things about being a mother, and I would follow her, too. George Kurios is somebody to follow on Twitter if you have any educate. Oh, wait a minute. I got something going on here. Oh, I just got a message. From a student on Facebook. I messaged him back. I don't know. It's probably against the rules. Hey, I'm sorry. I was flying all over the internet. Go ahead, 916. You're with me.
Hey, what's up to?
Oh, not much. I just like going on a tour of my Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I was having fun. Are you logged in the chat room?
I'm not logged in, no. Now, it gives me a hard time when I try to log in with my actual, you know, account name and all that.
Yes.
So I just put in, I could give it a try again, maybe.
No, no, I just wondered if 3277 was you.
That's probably me, yeah.
Oh, because I only got one. Anyway,
see, if you're a guest, a guest cannot comment in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to have an account and log in.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
Is that something new?
No, it's been like that for quite a while, as far as I know.
Well, nobody could drive home in D.C. today. Guy climbed up on the Key Bridge, said he was going to jump, back traffic up for hours in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
Never a dull moment in Washington.
Yeah, well, we get them here every now and then, you know. But, you know, that's one thing about the Capitol. There's all kinds of security. They usually catch people before they're stupid.
Yeah.
But in your area, you should have the same thing, you know.
Must be pretty happy out there on the West Coast with that Seattle victory.
Well, I guess they're happy up there. We're thinking about the Niners-Packers game. That ought to be good.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Oh, I think that one's on Saturday. I have to look in the paper, but anyway. You haven't read sports.
Oh, somebody did a funny one. They put a picture of Matt, what's his name? The Atlanta quarterback.
Oh, Ryan, yeah.
They put a picture of Matt Ryan. It says, how does it feel that a rookie quarterback's coming to play you with more playoff wins than you have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was quite a few jokes. A lot of Dallas jokes, but there was one for the Vikings, too. They had this guy on Lake Superior. He was an ice fisherman.
Yes,
he
was.
He stuck his head through the hole in the ice to look for fish. And it was something like, what are you looking for? Vikings place in the playoff or something. I blew it. But anyway, it was pretty good. Let's see. And, yeah, lots of Romo jokes, too, which were okay, but kind of have to feel sorry
for
him.
Come on, take it easy on Big Tony.
Yeah, well, you know, let's say, you know.
I don't exactly know what to say to my Notre Dame friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And no one expected that.
I was stunned. I didn't even turn the game on till late. You know, I looked at it. I said, "Carol, does that say 42-7?" And it was just before it was just before Notre Dame got the second touchdown.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't even turn it on until it was like 21-0 or something like that. Oh, that's not what I expected.
28-0 at the half,
yeah. I was like, geez.
Well, they weren't joking. Roll Tide, roll. Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to deal with Joe tomorrow. He wasn't even on the show because he went to the game.
Oh, okay.
Because he graduated from Alabama.
Ah, I see. Yes, well, yeah, I've got a couple friends that are in the area, and
well, my
they're ecstatic, to say the least.
Well, my friend actually shot me an email. So why don't you come down to Nanny O'Brien's and watch the game? And I said, oh, I'm going home. I don't want to be out till 2 in the morning. And I got to go to school the next day.
Well, my friend Bruno here, he's a lifelong 49er fan, you know, grew up in the area and all that, you know. And, of course, last year, you know, it was so bad. Because there's no way they should have lost to the Giants. I mean, those fumbles were just so awful, you know. But this year, well, they beat the Packers in regular season, so. But, you know, you can't rule the Packers out. They got a little bit of a running game now, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm sick of football.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Well,
I'm sick of football.
For me, that's like it. I mean, the sports that I do is football. And when it's over, then, you know, I don't really watch baseball. Hockey, you know, they have too many strikes. And it's almost never on TV here anyway, so that.
You know, the really interesting thing is it's RG3 phenomena stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It could be over in a year. It could be over in a year. He could be done.
Well, yeah, but, you know, well, you got a good rookie running back, too.
Well, but RG3, he could be done. The guy is apparently, maybe that's why the Colts didn't take him, because they knew he was fragile.
Yeah.
He's been hurt a few times.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, there have been players like that, quite a few that just.
Well, what I didn't know is this isn't the first time for that knee. And that makes it, it's here and there. He's got his millions. He's happy.
Well, that's true, yeah, but.
You know, I work for 400 hours a week. What are you going to do?
Well, are we going to, what are your topics? I've forgotten.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about my topics. I was talking about Chuck Hagel.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of Obama picking Republicans for the God bless it Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, this guy may reflect his Obama's views more so than any of the Democratic candidates.
Hey, I got a bunch of people in the chat room now. I got 4479.
Oh.
I got 4492. I got 4279, although he logged out again. Hey, you all, why don't you just dial 347-945-6713? We got a lot of room for you online, and just in case I didn't mention it before, we are over the 82,000 mark.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get to 100,000 and have a big old party. I figure that should be sometime in late summer if we stay on the current curve. But anyway, so you think Hagel's a good pick for Secretary of Defense?
Absolutely. Can't think of anyone better, with the exception of maybe Anthony Zinni, you know. But
I like Hagel because he's the first enlisted man ever to be. He would be the first enlisted man ever to become Secretary of Defense.
Yeah. Well, I like Hagel because he's decidedly on the other side of the neoconservative. Screw this Israel thing. You know, the guy has a realistic view of Israel. They're never going to give up the West Bank. They're not negotiating in good faith. Screw it. Pull out of the damn thing. Let them solve their own problems.
Whoa, there's a view for you, callers. Jump on this man. 347-945-6713.
Yeah, there's no reason to do anything about it. They, you know, as far as the state of Israel goes, and I'm not making any judgment on it, they consider the majority of that land on the West Bank to be their ancestral homeland. They're not giving it back. That's it. They're never going to give it back.
So you mean like we made the Serbs give back Kosovo?
Yeah, well, that's a conglomeration of tiny mini states and tribes and who knows what. I mean,
not any more than the Middle East.
Yeah, but let's just stay focused on Israel, okay? We're talking about the ancient country, kingdom of Israel, and they want it all back. They want it to look the way it did at the time of Abraham. So that.
And do they want it to only have Israelis in it?
I'm sure they do. They haven't quite figured out how to. I mean, they did have that program. Where they were evacuating Palestinians. I mean, just rounding them up and loading them on buses and, pulling them over to the Gaza side. You know, but they've got over a million Muslims who are Israeli citizens right now. You know, they've got to learn to deal with that.
They can't vote.
Well, I believe, no, they vote. They can't serve in the military. Although I understand that some of them can serve, but in a limited capacity, yeah.
And they can only have one member in the Knesset.
I don't really know. I know that there are they have their political parties, and how much representation, I'm not sure. I know it's quite limited. They're, you know, definitely second-class citizens, you know. But they're almost all unemployed, and they collect government benefits.
Carry out the garbage.
What's that?
Once you want to carry out the garbage, or
they get low-level jobs. Sure,
you know.
So I'm getting feedback now. What are you doing different?
I'm not doing anything different.
Are you doing something? Because when I talk, I'm getting an echo coming right back.
That's on your end, not mine.
I only have a phone. Computer's on mute.
You sure you haven't turned the... there's something on your phone that you can turn on that makes it echo. I do that all the time.
Oh, no, I haven't touched the phone at all. I mean, other than, I'm using it, but...
Hey, wait a minute. I got people from Facebook messaging me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I got a student is listening. Well, welcome to my students who are listening to Norm at Night. If you want to call and talk, 347-945-6713 on your cell phone, and I'll connect you right up.
Okay.
That's 347-945-6713. That number will always get you through to the chubby left-hander.
Okay. Now, do you have any audio on? Now, see, now it's gone.
Oh, I wonder if that had something to do with I don't know. I'm going to see if I can get this caller to call. 347-94.
Yeah. So we got another 20 minutes here.
347-945-6713. Anyway, yeah, I had a real good day working today, and he says he's going to call, so hopefully we'll get another caller on the line.
Oh, that would be fine. Yeah.
Yes, it would. Let me just remind him of something, because no name, no last names. You know, the last thing I need to do is be, or, you know, so you know what I mean. I don't even want to say it online. Let's see. Text your friends. Tell them to call. Anyway, I am, I teach this kid math. I really, and she's really kind of interesting. And I think you can add to the conversation.
Chuck
but
Hagel.
Now I can't find my blog talk. I lost my, oh, shoot. Oh,
well,
God,
Chuck
no.
Hagel is Catholic. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, he's what? Now an Episcopalian. He came.
There's, I can't find.
Because his wife was an Episcopalian, so he converted to her faith.
Oh, there's the Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, he was. There's a lot of Catholic Republicans since Reagan. All the white Catholics went over to Ronald Reagan.
Oh, well.
And most of them have stayed there.
Yeah, but he converted to Episcopalian because his wife was Episcopalian. So, you know, family happy. Especially the wife.
I used to go to communion at the Episcopalian service at St. Albans when I was teaching there. My Catholic friend would grab me by the arm and say, don't do it, sir.
You weren't supposed to do that.
Do it. Don't do it. You're going to hell.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Hey.
You know, it's really hard for people to understand what it was like living in one of those old Catholic neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know. Well, you know, even...
I mean, every place you turned, there was a church.
Yeah, well, right. You know.
Now, you...
You had a bar on every street corner and a church on every other street corner.
You had four on a sub.
I know.
But, did you... I'm sorry, did you go to St. Gerard's?
No. Let's see, St. Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Okay, that's
over. I had
over
to go
my
way
spot.
Up there for that, yeah. And then we had St. Bart's.
St. Bart's. I couldn't remember the church up there, up Delavan there.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God, just within walking distance of each other, those St. Bart's, St. Gerard's, St. Lawrence, St. James.
Right, right.
Up there in Kensington. And the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Yep, up on Edison.
Oh, I got a call coming in. Hold on.
Okay. Let me head out.
Hey, 240, that's your area code. You're on with Norm. What can we do for you?
Norm?
No, talk. We don't bite.
Norm?
Yes, we got you.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Norm. What do you have to say for yourself today?
I don't know. I did good at math.
You're very good at math.
Yes, I know.
But let's keep this non-personal.
Okay.
All right. I just, what do you think? How's Brock doing? Is he doing a good job?
How's who?
How's Barack Obama doing?
I don't really know. He is doing good.
He's doing well, actually.
Yeah, he's doing well.
So where do you see the world going? What should we do about guns and video games? What do you think?
Well, I personally like them. Oh,
okay.
Kearney's listening.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Never mind.
So what do you think of guns and video games, 916?
No relationship
I'm
at all.
What was that?
I've played many, many violent video games and have never had the desire to blow somebody away.
Yeah, me neither.
Me either.
And I can't tell you. I mean, I've fired 45s, M16s, M22s, 50 cals.
That's right. And you're in the Army.
And they're fun.
If you're in the Army.
And, yes, of course. But they're fun.
Kill children if they're not Americans.
Yeah. But guess what? I don't hunt. Hunting has no appeal to me whatsoever.
Nor does it to me. Do you hunt 240? 240? Still with
who,
me? Yes, do you hunt?
No.
Yeah.
I don't either.
And see, all my brothers hunt. And they come back with a couple deer every year, you know. I love venison, but I'm not going out there to do it.
There's a kid I teach. There's a kid I teach that got a bagged 8-point buck, and he brought me some venison jerky today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I didn't care for it a lot. I mean, ate it.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, how they season it. I have a friend who makes beef jerky every year, but he uses this teriyaki and barbecue sauce. It's wonderful.
I've never been a jerky fan in the world because I just remember when they were sending me out on survival. You know, they gave me a parachute, a flight suit, a knife, and a pocket full of beef jerky, a canteen of water, and said, we'll see you in two weeks.
Well, you could have done like the Romans and just got a piece of hard cheese. Eat that, remember?
All I know is my phone's going crazy. I'm getting more beeps.
Those beeps are notifications from Facebook. You can turn them off. I mean, the alert sound, you know.
Yeah, you can turn it down. I can hear it, too.
Actually, I got something out of the chat room, and it's really, it doesn't think that... it's video games that turn people into shooters, but access to guns that turn people into shooters.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean,
that's what my parents think.
Well, the vice president and all the guys, they want to talk now about having a national register of who has the guns.
Oh, forget it. That's like national ID cards.
I'm about that. Although this last event really disturbs me.
It was, but, you know, there from the time that the old restriction expired, there was a great deal of time to renew it. And So what, we're doing this because it involved children? What's wrong with all the rest of the people that died? Are they worth less?
No, but five-year-old kids that still...
Oh, I understand. I mean, but the thing is, you know, there are some things that I agree with. One, I really don't have a problem with 30-round magazines. If you want to, you know, make them 10-round, that's cool. I have no problem with getting rid of hollow point bullets because they only have one purpose, and we know what that
is.
And that's what the guy used, by the way.
I know. Can you imagine putting 10 of those into a little 11 or 10 five-year-old girl? What, 11 shots? What was left of her?
Yeah, well, you can figure, I mean, I'm just going to speculate here, but you can figure all of these kids, the victims, were huddled in a corner, and it probably went through all of them, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Our other caller says there's a big difference between children getting shot and other adults getting shot.
If you're a person sitting in a movie theater or you're a kid in school, you don't expect this to happen. You know, that you can't, we're just talking about the age difference, right?
Right, but what if you're sitting in a building, you know, being a drone, you know, and somebody flies a plane into it and blows you away?
Oh, well, okay, you want to ban aircraft? What's the thing? What are you getting at?
It just came into my head.
I know, it came into your head, and it's an analogy that doesn't work.
Well, you know what? It's okay to put, this is a dangerous one, and I don't really, I mean, but it's okay to take these super weapons with 100-round magazines or whatever and put them in the hands of 19-year-old kids, dressing them in camouflage and sending them halfway around the world to shoot at children.
Yeah, I certainly don't agree with that. I mean, you and I are probably in complete agreement when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, I'm looking at, I would withdraw. I wouldn't even give them any foreign aid.
Well, I know foreign aid is...
What's the point? You're just giving money to the Taliban.
Well, foreign aid is just, I mean, we really don't spend any money on foreign aid.
Yeah, well, I understand the the rationale is it's cheaper to give them money than to police them or invade them, right?
Well, that's the rationale, but we do both.
And the rationale is also that, you know, well, at least it was, we'll support dictators to control their populations, you know.
Well, we have done that in the past.
We have done that exclusively.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. I'm getting my Facebook message to me.
Yeah, you're getting all kinds of Facebook messages, but I don't have Facebook on.
I got somebody messaging me. I can't keep my messages straight here. This is somebody else. He's messaging me on Facebook.
Right.
And he's saying it's a huge difference between children and other adults. So what's the reason for having guns? Wait, you guys are going off topic. I'll tell you why the reason is for having guns. The same reason the guys in 1776 had guns.
Exactly right. That's what the Second Amendment is all about.
The Second Amendment was to protect the states from being infringed on by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Second Amendment, however, was made mute by the Civil War.
Right.
I mean, the federal government established its dominance.
Well, let me think. I mean, at that time... Yeah, I mean, obviously, we didn't have a National Guard, but each state generally had a militia of some sort.
Let's call it what it was.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
They had an army.
Well, we're talking domestic, and they're under the control of the governor.
No. Virginia, hey, Roy Nation, welcome. Wait, he logged out. Virginia and Maryland almost went to war over ice oysters.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know about that.
And in fact, it was out of the Articles of Confederation called together the states to try to settle this issue in Annapolis. And they couldn't come to a conclusion. And so the some of the guys, the non-states people guys, they said, let's go to Philadelphia and fix this. Nobody asked them to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got another call coming in here.
All right.
Go ahead. You're on with Norm. Hello? 240-778, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I had another call come in, and somehow I hung them up. I don't know what I did.
Ooh.
I'm not used to all these people calling. I guess this gun topic is...
That brings them out.
There aren't many of us lefties who are Second Amendment people, but this thing in Newtown has... I don't know what to do. The problem is, why are people shooting each other? I don't think that's a thing that human beings do naturally.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it takes a certain person, a really unique individual and mental state to do that. And
yeah,
it's extremely rare. You're never going to detect it before it happens. You'll never.
And also the Russians were very big on declaring people, mentally suspect and locking them away. Hey, I got somebody here. Hold on. Go ahead, 240-695. You're on with Norm.
Norm, this is Ricky.
Hey, how are you? Glad to have you calling. How do you weigh in? No last names, please. How do you weigh in?
Ricky Matthew.
Hell, there it goes.
I know who you are.
What exactly are we doing?
What are we actually doing? Well, we're talking about whether or not people should be able to have weapons.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
We're talking all that. It's not like, those academic conversations in class when you're in school. This is real life out here.
Right.
And you have ideas, and we want to hear them.
Sure, okay. I don't know what to say right now, but yeah.
That's all right. When we're here, we're sort of running out of time this week, but we're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And we'd love to have you join us every week.
Yep. We need new blood.
Yes, we do. But there's a couple of things I do have to talk about. We talked about Chuck Hagel. What about John Kerry for Secretary of State?
Oh, God.
I was crushed. Well, I hate Al Gore because he lost the first election to George Bush. John Kerry lost the second election to George Bush.
I guess he couldn't do too much harm.
Well, what I really worry about is, who's that Republican from Massachusetts who... Elizabeth Warren defeated. I can't think of his name.
Scott Brown.
Scott Brown. Well, he's running again for Kerry's seat.
Well, why not? Maybe he's got some more semi-nude photos. I don't know.
Oh, stop. And what about the guy for CIA director?
I don't know a whole lot about Brennan, but he sounds like a hardcore...
He's a neocon.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't...
I didn't think there was anybody like Brennan in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, you know. But the thing is that that whole neoconservative thing originated in the Democratic Party.
Oh, you'll never convince me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, 240.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go.
Colin, and we're down to our last 8 seconds left. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see y'all next week. It's been a great Norm at Night. We'll be out. We're on every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, and Norm is going out now. I'll talk to you all next week.
Okay.
At what time?
We'll see you, Carl. 9 o'clock. Call in at 9 o'clock. I'll talk to you about it when we see each other in our regular life.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was a good start.
Yes,
good night, everyone.
I'm so glad Bye-bye. You called. Tell your friends to call. We're out of here.
Well, whenever I can, I'll call. But, yeah, it was a pretty nice start.
All right. Good night, Carl. Thanks for calling.